In this example, we're going to pretend that I'm Coach Smith, an assistant men's soccer coach at ACA University. Okay, so I'm Coach Smith, and it's Monday morning, and I'm looking at the first six messages in my inbox. Let's see what I've got. All right, Steve Martin. I can quickly see that he has great grades, plays forward for the 2020 recruiting class, and is interested in our engineering program. Definitely looks like Steve is genuinely interested and has some good qualities, so I'll be sure to check out his email. Next is an email from Captain U College with the subject line, Men's Soccer Activity Summary. I'm not really sure what that means, and the preview text does not personally address me or ACA University, so I'm not going to waste my time. The 432 players that it says are interested will need to reach out to me personally if they truly want to be recruited. Moving on, I see Coach Schlicht from NCSA sent me an email. Now, this is not the first generic email that I've gotten from NCSA telling me that they have prospects for me. I used to open up these emails, but it quickly became clear that none of the players that they recommended were good fits for ACA University. I now just delete these emails as soon as I see the sender name. This next one from James Brown is pretty easy, since I can clearly see from the subject line that it's his ECNL schedule. I'll be attending the event next weekend, and James has reached out to me before, so I'll definitely take a look at his schedule and see if our staff can come watch one of his games. Moving on to SoccerKidXXX, wow, he sent me an email with the subject line Skills Video and asks about an athletic scholarship. A player with a goofy email address and an unprofessional subject line asking about an athletic scholarship in the first email just isn't worth my time, so this email is getting deleted. Last up is an email from Connor with the subject Interest, which doesn't tell me too much, but looking at the preview line, I can see he's affiliated with a recruiting service. Maybe he is actually interested in ACA, but since he didn't really personalize the email, I'm assuming that he sent the message to a lot of other coaches. I only want to recruit players who care enough to send me a personal email, so I'm going to delete this one from Connor for now. Alright, now that I've cleared out the junk from my inbox, I'm going to respond to Steve and James and get on with my day.